ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Narayanam namaskritya, naram chaiva narottamam, devim sarasatim vyasam, tato jaya mudiraye. Today, we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 4, Hiranyakashipu terrorizes the universe, verse number 30. Tasya daitya pate putrash chatvara paramadbhuta prarado bhunmahams tesham gunar mahad upasaka Tasya daitya pate putrash chadvara paramadbhuta prarado bhunmahams tesham gunar mahad upasaka. Not very good. Better get it fixed. Now it's on? This was a little not screwed down. Well, they missed the whole verse. I'm just going to read it in English once. This verse is from 7:4:30 in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Hiranyakashipu had four wonderful, well-qualified sons, of whom the one named Prahlad was the best. Indeed, Prahlad was a reservoir of all transcendental qualities because he was an unalloyed devotee of the personality of Godhead. So the verse has two sentences. And each one of them gives an important philosophical point. First is that of the four sons of Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad was the best. This is an important philosophical point because it indicates that there are higher and lower qualities in the world. And the second point, the second sentence, points out that the reason that Prahlad had these high qualities was because he's a devotee, an unalloyed devotee of the personality of Godhead. So, from the first philosophical point, we hear from the various shastras that there are multifarious energies. The Lord has multifarious energies. And they have various qualities. For instance, in the Vishnu Purana, it said, Vishnu Shakti Paraprokta Shetra Gyakya Tatapara Avidya Karma Sangyangya Tritiya Shaktir Ishite. That is, that there are three general categories of energy of the Lord.
Vishnu Purana によると, その種には三つの種類のエネルギーがあると言われています。
There's the internal energy, which is superior.
内的なエネルギー、それはより高いもの、優先なものです。
And then there's the Kshetragya, that there's the living entity. And then there's the lower material energy, which is characterized by avidya, which is a lack of light or knowledge. And the living entity is described in this verse as being between these two energies. Which is a particular quality of the jiva. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna distinguishes between lower and higher energy. He says, Bhumir apu analo vayu kamano abhudir evacha ahankara ityami binna prakriti ashtada. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. These are my separated material energies. Earth, water, fire, air.
Mind.
Intelligence. False ego. And he describes these as binna, or separated energies. And then he says, aparim etasanyam prakritim vidime param jiva bhuta mahabaho ya yedam dariyate jagat, that besides the lower energy, there's a higher energy, which is that of the conscious living entity. And when the conscious living entity comes in contact with the lower separated material energy, he animates that lower energy. And so it's important to note that Krishna makes this distinction that there's lower and higher energy. And even within the material energy, he gives distinctions. He makes distinctions between the various qualities of the material energy. Urvam gacchati sattvasta madhyam tishtanti madhava jaganya guna virtista ado gacchanti tamasa. He describes the lower material energy as having three modalities, or three basic qualities, general qualities of. And that when the living entity is in contact with those three modalities, those three qualities of nature, then he's affected in three different ways. He uses the word gacchanti, where he goes in a certain direction because of association with these three modalities in the material world. So it means when sattvasta, when the jiva is situated in the high energy, highest energy of the material world called sattva, urdvam gacchati, he goes up. Then madhyam tishtanti rajasa, if he associates with the middle energy called rajas, he stays in the middle region of the material world. Then he says, adoga chanti, if you want to go to the worst possible place. This adoga chanti, jaganya vritti. Jaganya vritti means if you want something really, 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 really bad. This means the terrible quality. It's awful. Awful. Jaganya guna vritti, those who are situated in the low energy of tamas, they go down. And Krishna puts a tag on it. He says, "This is it's terrible. It's really bad." So it's important to know that by association with various qualities. That we go in a certain direction. And Krishna confirms this also in the 13th chapter, 22nd verse of the Bhagavad Gita, when he says, Purusha prakriti stohi bhunkte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sango sya sarasad yoni janmasu, which means that because of my association with any of these three qualities of the material nature,
Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says, if there is a connection between these three energies of the material world, then I get either good or bad. He
answers people's persistent question is like, why good or bad things happen
to me.
He says, karanam guna sangha, it's because of your association with these various qualities. Good to know.
Yeah.
It's a science of sangha or association. So then in today's verse, we find that Prahlad is, he has the highest of qualities of a living entity. And this comes about by the soul exhibiting its original transcendental quality beyond matter. One of the main points that Krishna makes in the Gita is that the soul can rise above the three qualities of material nature, which are lower energy. He says, Mam chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samititaitan pramabhuya yakalpate. If one goes on doing devotional service, then a person will rise above the three modes of material nature and will come to the spiritual platform. And this spiritual platform is the real platform of the living entity. Because the living entity is not compatible with the lower energy. We never really like matter very much. When you leave the material world, you say, I never really liked it very much anyway. I could never get comfortable here. I could never really taste what I wanted to taste. It was a real pain. But when one comes to the spiritual platform, one feels compatibility.
こここそが自分に適したところだというふうに感じることができます。
This experience of feeling at finally I find an energy I'm compatible with. This is a great joy for the soul.
で、その魂がその精神的な境地に来る。あ、こここそが自分がいるべき場所だったと。そして心が平和になるわけですね。
And it's from that position of being of the soul rising into the spiritual platform.That he begins to see things as they are.
そして魂がその精神的な段階にまで高まると、初めてそこでいろんな物事をありのままに見ることができるようになります。
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, Krishna describes, Shukadev, Suta Goswami describes how the mode of ignorance is like the raw wood.
シリマッド・バガヴァッタムの第2巻のところで、スーカデル・ゴスワミは物質世界というのはその生きている、ね、生の木のようなもの生きているというか生の木ですね
And the mode of passion
無知の様式というのは、生の木のようなもの
And the mode of passion is like smoke
劇場の様式というのは、煙だと
Smoke disturbs but it never serves
で煙というのはね、その人のことをこう邪魔しますよね、目を弱したりして。でもあまりその目的はない。
And above that is the mode of goodness.
でそのさらに上には、徳の様式があります。
From the mode of goodness, sattvam yad brahmadarshanam. He says, from there you can see what is spirit.
で徳の様式で持って初めてその精神的なことが分かる。それが見えるようになります。
I went to a memorial service for my good friend Stan Wall.
で私の、まあ、お友達だったスタンフォールさんという人の
Stan Wall.
Stan Wall.
Stan Wall.
Stan Wall さんという人の
I went to high school with him.
彼と一緒にハイスクールの、ね、同級生だったんです。
He was my best friend.
私のその頃は私の親友だった。
And then,
メモリアルのサービスに行ったんですね。
He got cancer.
で、がんを患っていて。
I went to see him in the cancer ward.
で、キャンサーで、そのトリートメントをしているところに訪ねていきました。
And then he died.
で、そしたら亡くなったんです
ね。And his church, St. Stephen's Church, had a memorial service for him.
で、セント・スティーブンスっていうその教会でもって、その、まあ、お葬式というか、メモリアルをやったんですね。
So I went there to give a eulogy.
で、そこでそのお葬式の、言葉を述べるために私はそこに行きました。
And, Afterwards, I at the church downstairs they have a cafeteria.
でそのお葬式の後ね、その教会の中にはカフェテリアがあるんですね。
And I had reunited, met with one of my teachers from junior high school.
でそこでもって、
no, from high school.
昔のその高校の先生と会いました。
Yeah, she wondered what happened to me because she saw that I started dropping out of high school and getting into Hare Krishna.
彼女が最後に彼を見たのはもう高校にもう来なくなってそしてハレクシナに入ったっていうことを聞いたからちょっと心配してたわけですね彼女が。
So I started telling her about my incredible life after I left the boring world of high school.
だからその先生にそのもう飽き飽きしたその高校生活というのを私は捨てて。もうものすごい素晴らしい生活を送ってきたという経過をね彼女にお話ししたんですね。
And she was very interested in the philosophy. She wanted to know about, you know, what the actual teachings of the Vedas were.
で彼女は非常にその話に興味を持って、そのベーダの哲学、ベーダの言わんとしているところは一体どういうものかということを聞きたがってた。
And she had a boyfriend there.
で彼女のボーイフレンドもそこにいました。
And he was a very low class person.
彼は非常にそのちょっと下のね。
And she and he brought her a glass of wine. They served wine in church. I couldn't believe it.
で教会なのにね、そこで持ってその彼にそのワインを持ってってあげたんですね彼女は。
So as I was talking to her, she was understanding, appreciating the philosophy.
でそうやって私が彼女にいろんなその哲学なんかを話しているときに彼女はそれを非常に興味を持って私の話を聞いてくれた。
But every time she took a sip of wine, I could understand that she couldn't get it anymore.
でも彼女が そのワインを一口ごとこうすするごとにだんだんだんだんその話がわからなくなっていったのがそういうのが気がつきました。
It was like a clinical experiment. With every drop of alcohol, her understanding plummeted.
もうその医療のね、そのテストをしてるみたいでね、ちょっとワインを、ね、一口飲んだらもうだんだん理解ができなくなる、このくらい飲んだらもっとできなくなる、そういうテストを見ているような感じでした。
And tests have proven that alcohol makes you stupid.
そのテストは結局アルコールっていうのはあなたをバカにするという
But sattva-guna makes you smart.
しかしサトバグナっていうのはあなたをよりその頭を良くしますね。あなたの頭を良くしてくれます
。Sattvam yad brahmadarshanam. From sattva you could actually become intelligent enough to see who you are.
でそのサトバグナになると、そこからその時点でもって初めて本当の自分というものは誰であるのかということが分かるようになります。
And when one rises completely above the modes of nature, one comes to the Shuddha Sattva.
そしてその物質世界のその様式を完全に乗り越えると、Shuddha Sattva という段階になります。
And from there, one can see not only oneself, but one can see Vasudeva Krishna.
で、そこからは自分が誰かということも分かるだけではなく、Vasudeva、最高神が誰かということも分かります。
Sattvam Vishuram Vasudeva Shabditam Yad Iyate Tatra Puman Apavrita. This Lord Shiva says that because I'm above the modes of material nature, I'm always I can always see Vasudeva.
The Shiva Singh is saying that I'm above the modes of material nature. I'm always seeing Vasudeva.
So the devotional service is a science of sangha. Because we become what we associate with. And we take on the qualities of those we associate with. So by associating with the with Krishna through his holy name, and prasadam, and the deity, and the holy dham, and Srimad Bhagavatam, and the devotees. By this association, one gradually comes above the three modes of material nature. And one's natural good qualities begin to manifest. And that famous verse that Prabhupada is quoting today points out that this happens naturally.
で今日プラブパートがこの解説の中で引用している有名な説がそのことを語っています。
And also, the second part of today's verse.
で今日の説の2番目のポイントですけれども。
It emphasizes this. It's because he was an unalloyed devotee of Krishna that these good qualities came out.
でそのプラブパートはその最高人格出身の権威者であったためにこのいい質が出てきたということが書かれています。
And one more important point.We can take away from this fourth
verse.
Is that because we are, we have qualities because we're part of Krishna.
で私たちはクリシュナの一部分であるから、私たちにももうすでに質があるんですね。
That we are attracted to qualities.
だからそういう質に惹かれるわけです。
And we're not attracted to that which is quality less. That
質のないものに惹かれることはないんですね。
And therefore, the science of bhakti is most compatible for the soul.
だからこそ、バクティの科学というのは、魂と本当に適合したものなわけです。
Because we're interested in qualities.
というのは、私たちはそういう高い質、そういうものにが欲しいと思っているからです。
And therefore, Rupa Goswami points out that the science of bhakti is based onreviving our attraction for the qualities of those in the spiritual world.
ですから、ルパゴスワミが言うのは、このバクティの科学というのは、その生命体が、
The qualities of the devotees in the spiritual world.
精神世界にいる権威者の質というものにその権威者が聞かれるようになるからだと、そういうそれがバッティの科学であるというふうに言っています。
There's a science of dramatic arts that comes from India.
それはインドから来た非常にその劇的なね科学なんですね。
Originally, the science of drama is created by Lord Brahma.
その劇のような科学というのはブラマによって作られました。
And the most well-known champion of this propagating this science in India is known as Bharata Muni.
で、この科学を広めた人で一番有名な人はバラタムニと言います。
Bharata Muni's theory of drama was that by creating the perfect situation in a theater.
で、それはその劇のことをね、その劇の科学というかそれを紹介した人なんですけれども、彼のごめんなさい、もう一
回。That he said that in a theater,
その劇場の中で、
in a particular context,
その特別なそういう特別の中でね、
through the power of drama,
そのドラマの力を通して、
you can create an experience for the audience.
でその聴衆見てる人たちにとってその特定なその感激という現象というかね、そういうものを与えることができる。
Called rasa.
それがラサ。
Where they're tasting some transcendent quality.
その人たちがその超越的な質というのをその味わっている。
That they actually leave the association of their limited mind.
それが自分が制限されたそのマインドの力をそこから抜け出したところにその人たちを置くことができるように。
And they become one with the emotion that's being portrayed in the drama.
劇の中でドラマの中で表現されたそのムードをそれと一体になることができる。
And this is an experience of transcendence.
それはその超越的なことを体験するということですよね。
So, there's a great history of how this science of drama has been passed down through the ages.
だから劇のその科学というのがその何千年もの時を経てね、こう伝わってきた、そういう歴史があります。
In the Nectar Devotion and the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami uses the exact framework of this a theory of drama.
で、バクティ・ラサムリタ・シンディアの中でルパ・ゴスワミはこのドラマのそのお話というかその比喩というかね、それを使って説明しています。
To show the efficacy of the effectiveness of bhakti.
その中で説明されているのはそのバクティがどんなに効果的なものかということを説明しています。
And that by hearing about the relationships and pastimes of the devotees in the spiritual world. And most importantly, today's class about their qualities. We can become attracted and transcend the mundane attraction we have for the lower qualities.
より劣勢なエネルギー、劣勢な質というものを抜け出すことができて、そのより高い方に向かっていくことができる。
And therefore, Rupa Goswami writes in a summarized form of this science.
で、ルーパ・ゴスワミはこの科学をその要約してこういうふうに書いています。
タナマルーパチャリタリスキルタナヌスムリヨクラメナラサナマナシニヨジティシタンブラジェタナアヌラギジナヌガミカラムナヤラキラミティュパデシャサラム。And that is that devotion.The way to transcend the modes of material nature.
その中で書かれていることは、この物質世界の様式を超えるには、
is to organize one's life around the principle of hearing about the qualities of the spiritual world.
自分の生活というの、自分の生活をこの精神的な質というものを聞く、そういうことができるような状態にね、その生活をアレンジしていかなきゃいけない。
And repeating them.
そしてそれを何回も何回も繰り返していかなければいけない。
And then you'll, by doing that, one will begin to remember them.
そうすることによって、ちゃんとこう思い出すこともできるんですね。
And he describes, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta describes how by hearing sufficiently, And then one starts to enter into various levels of remembering. Smṛtyo karmena ramanasa, he says, the mind then will begin to transform. It begins to detach from its connection to the qualities of the material world. And it becomes attracted to rasa. By that, one, even while living in this body, tishtan vraje, one then emotionally becomes attached to vraja and begins to live there. And the bhakti yogi's preoccupation then begins to develop naturally, that he or she becomes attracted to hearing about a particular devotee in the spiritual world. And then the practitioner begins to take on the qualities of that devotee. Prabhupada points out in the Adi Lila, Volume 1, Chapter 4, Text Number 34, which we should have within 13 seconds or less, your money back. 434. Third to the last purport. Third to the last purport. Here, I'll take it. That special natural appreciation of the descriptions, special natural appreciation of the descriptions of a particular pastime of Godhead. Indicates the constitutional position of a living entity. Adoration. Servitorship. Friendship. Parental affection. And conjugal love are the five primary relationships with Krishna. Now, the highest perfectional stage of the conjugal relationship, enriched by many sentiments, gives the maximum relishable mellow to the devotee. When I was in Bangkok, I, traveling through once, had to stay in this little hotel. And in the lobby, they had a little television playing. And they had these old reruns of shows that had been in America before. And they were advertising that people should tune in to watch them. And they were saying that these shows were really good because of the characters. It was a very philosophical point. that I appreciated. And they were showing their different characters. They're all different. Some of them were beautiful, some of them were ugly. Some were smart. Some were liars. And in the spiritual world, there's the same lineup of characters. In fact, all the characters in the material world are just a reflection of the original characters. So the Bhagavatam advocates that one has to become attracted to the qualities of those characters in the spiritual world. And the qualities of Krishna and his relationship with these devotees. And some of them are very funny. And some are so sad that, you know, it'll ruin your life practically. Like we just been thinking about the Ramayana because it was just Ram Navami. Practically the story is there's inconceivable amount of shoka or lamentation. There's a taste in that. People try to enjoy it in the material world, but because it's in the mode of ignorance, it actually makes them feel bad. But in the spiritual world, even the lamentation is has an exalted taste. So in describing how one transfers oneself from the material world to the spiritual world, Bhagavatam says, yet para punka chapalasha vilasya bhaktya karmashrayam gritantam utkirtayanti santa tadvanna rikta matayo yatayo pirudha shroto ganas tamaranam tababhat bhajavasudeva. I'm sorry about that. This says that if one can become attracted to these pastimes in the spiritual world, and he describes how poetically at pada pankaja palasha vilasa. Vilasa means there's a beauty and there's sports and there's activity. Karmashrayam gratitam udgratayanti santa. So those people who are santa, who are into this, they're into watching that movie in the spiritual world, they can undo the hard knot that's in the heart. Tadvanna rikta matayo, but those who are rikta matayo, if they don't have that, it means rikta matayo, their mind doesn't have that experience of the qualities of the spiritual world. Shroto ganas taraman. Those people, as hard as they try, even if they withhold their senses through the process of yoga.
ても、ね、そのヨガの方法を修練して勉強したとしても
Or they may be great gyanis.
あるいは一生懸命勉強してギャニの、ね、勉強にしたとしても、
Eventually the force of the qualities of the material nature will wash them away.
そういう人たちは物質世界のその強い流れによってね、その物質世界のエネルギーの流れによって流されて、いつかは流されてしまいます。
Only those who are engaged in bhaja vasudevam, they have some bhajan going on that connects them to the spiritual world.
Bhaja vasudeva, そのバジャンがある人こそが、その精神界とのつながりを持ち続けることができます。
Only they can stay above the strong waves of material nature.
そういう人たちだけが物質世界のそのものすごく強い大きな波を乗り越えたところにずっといることができるんですね。
So now, if we can take some reflections, we have about 30 seconds. Yes.
I like the line in Srila Prabhupada's purport that if one is spiritually advanced, being a staunch, from a liberal devotee of the Lord, all good qualities are manifest in his body. And I don't often think of staunch and liberal, you know, together. And in just the dictionary says staunch.
Oh, you better let her translate. That's a lot to do.
あのこの今日の説の解説のところでプラバパトはそのあのディボーティーその忠実でありそしてその自由なデボー、うん、自由で寛大なディボーティーというような言い方をしてますけれどもあまりプラバパトがディボーティーに対してそういう言葉を使ったことはあまり聞いたことはありません。
The dictionary says explanation for staunch is steadfast in loyalty or principle.
その忠実なということに、その辞書の中ではね、本当にその堅固なとか、規則をきちんと守るとか、忠実なとかというふうに書かれています。
And for liberal, one definition is tolerant of change.
で、その自由な、リベラルというのは、その変化に対して寛大である。
Not bound by authoritarianism.
それはその、その上の人からいろんなことをこう押し付けられる、そういうことに対して、あまりそれに従わない。
Orthodoxy.
Orthodox.
Not bound by orthodoxy. It's listing the
things. Orthodox な考えを持ってない。
Or tradition.And I like that because that was Srila Prabhupada.
でもそれをそのあの質を見たときにね、あ、これこそがプラヴァパタが持ってた質だというふうに感じました。
Thank you. Nice insight. Satyadev Prabhu?
Thank you. Well, actually, I had a question just about that.
Really?
私はそのことについて本当はねちょっと質問がありました。その忠実さと寛大さっていうのはね言葉として比べてみたらなんとなく反対の、あの意味を持っているような感じだと。
But in Srila Prabhupada, you definitely see those two qualities balanced.
しかし、その、
supporting each
other. プラヴァパッドのその質を見たときに、この2つの、その、あたかもその反対の質がね、あ、その相乗効果を持って、その、プラヴァパッドの中に存在しているっていうのが、本当に見ることができた。
And I also appreciate the point here.The verses that you were quoting, the point you were making, how that you know, we become influenced by whatever we associate with.
で今日の引用した説の中にね、自分がその接触したもの、それの質を自分にも取り込んでしまうというところがありました。
And we associate with Krishna and those in the spiritual world by hearing about their qualities. We become attracted to that. We become influenced.
で、だからクリシュナのことを聞いたり、その精神世界のことを聞いたりして、それに興味を持つことによって、そこにあるその質というのを私たちの中に反映することができる。
And I also appreciate that one statement in one of the purports we read, where Prabhupada is saying that if we're attracted to particular devotees and particular qualities and pastimes of Krishna in the spiritual world, that's an indication of our eternal rasa with Krishna.
その解説の中にありましたけれども、の精神世界にあるさまざまなディボーティがいるわけですけれども、その特定のディボーティの持っている質とか活動に自分の心が惹かれるということは、結局それが自分のオリジナルの質であるというふうに言われていること、それが興味深かったです。
This brought up a particular conundrum for me that I hope you'll say something about.
Conundrum という
の Like
conflict.
The conflict, yeah.それがね、
その自分の中でちょっとこう葛藤してよく分からなかった点、それをこうはっきりさせてくれました。
It's mentioned that the way we transcend and go to the spiritual world is by developing that particular attraction.
その精神世界に行くその一つの方法として。そういう人たちの話を聞く、そういう人たちの質のことを聞く、それによって自分がそれに近づいていくね、そういう質にだんだんなっていく。
And at the same time, every soul has an eternal rasa with Krishna, so that doesn't mean it begins somewhere, it means it's already there.
で、そのディボーティっていうのは、クリシナとのその特別な関係をずっと永遠に持ってるわけですね。で、それは、ある地点から始まるんではなくて、もうすでに私たちの中にあるものなんですね。だからその関係、その質というのは私たちの中にすでにあるものなんだけれども、クリシュナのこと、あるいはそのリボーティのことを、その精神界にいるね、のことを聞くことによって、それがこう目覚めてくるというか、出されてくるというね。
I guess the contradiction for me is we have to make some effort. If we don't make that effort, does that mean we don't go to where we belong? Or just by hearing and serving and purifying ourselves.
だから私がその矛盾に思っていることは、自分がそうやって一生懸命努力してね、その話を聞いたり、いろんなその自分の努力を一生懸命しなきゃいけないのか、あるいはただその話を聞くことによって、そういった質、そういったものが自分に表されてくるのか、その辺がよく分からない。
You expressed it perfectly well. Our acharyas explain that we're not qualified to enter into even that conversation or distinguish our.Particular relationship until past anartha nirvritti.
で、そのアチャリアが言ってるのは、そのアナルトニルビティの段階を過ぎなければ、そのクリシュナとの特別な特定な関係とか、その質とかというものを話すこともできないというふうに言われています。
We have to come past the point at which we're afflicted by the various obstacles to bhakti.
でそのバクティの中でさまざまな障害物がありますけれども、それをの完全に乗り越えた地点でなければそういうことを考えることはできない。
Which are sleep, the tendency to sleep while doing one's bhajan.
でバジャンをしている最中に眠くなってしまうとか。
And then there's distraction.
でさまざまな障害ですね。
And then there's indifference.
indifference.
One doesn't care so much, even if one's not sleepy, or even if there's a there's no distraction, I still don't care.
例えばね、その眠いとか、そのいろんな邪魔が入ったりしなくたとしても、自分はそれ関係ないと、何の興味も持たなくなると。
And then there's also the senses are still attracted to their objects.
あるいはその感覚もまだその対象物に惹かれる。
And then there's innate qualities like anger and greed.
でも、ずっと昔から心の中にあるね、その怒りとか、それから。
And these are called the five obstacles to coming to Nishta. When you take away those obstacles, then it's known that you're situated in Nishta. And from Nishta, one can actually get a positive attraction to hearing about the pastimes. And then there's an inkling. One can begin to distinguish that one's attracted to a particular thing. And then Krishna wants us to serve him in a certain way. So he puts into the mind of the devotee a kind of desire to hear in a particular way. And the devotee thinks that it's like, this is my desire. But it's actually Krishna's desire that the devotee serve him in that way. I read this in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So there's this, it's kind of like it's from both sides, from Krishna's side and from the devotee's side. And as far as, I mean, there are various indications, like even in the verse we just read, 434, right? You remember the last sentence? What it says? It says, Prabhupada writes, no, this is from the purport that you were referring to. He says, the conjugal relationship of amorous love called... he says, the highest perfectional stage of the conjugal relationship enriched by many... the highest perfectional stage enriched by many sentiments gives the maximum relishable. Anyway, there's a mutual attraction between one and the other. And before Narta Nivritti, discussing how and when rasa takes place is like talking to a child before puberty about what sex is. It doesn't compute.
その 子供がね、成長していく過程で、あの、ちゃんとした時期になる前にね、例えば性的なことを教えたりするのと同じです。And
because, yeah, I know, but I'm still going in a certain direction that might help. That before, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta emphasized that we not pursue a particular rasa, especially through siddha pranali, being given a rasa by a guru. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said we should Srila Bhaktisiddhanta emphasized that we should not try to enter into rasa artificially or have it be given to us by a guru.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta 私たちはその自分でもってね、その特定のラサ、そういうものを理解したりしてはいけない。そしてグルによってお前のラサはこれだからこういう報酬しなさいとかね、そういうふうに言われてもいけないというふうに言っています。
Because so many unqualified people were artificially, even before they came to the stage of ruchi and having this intense desire to know Krishna, which is necessary, which is an indication that one's moved on into the higher stages. This becomes, sorry.
そのルチの段階にまで来ると、そのクリスナのことをこういうふうに知りたいというその強い望みを持つ段階なんですけれども、そこに来る前にね、そういういろんな話をするということは、
He taught his students that they should take Trinadapi Sunichena as their main focus and stay focused on that until they come to the stage where Krishna begins to reveal the
relationship.
So my point is, in essence, he removed that conundrum to a certain degree for us, saying, you know, you don't have to worry about it, about that answering that particular philosophical point.And if Krishna is the one putting it in your mind and you're the one thinking that I'm thinking of it, then how will you know anyway?
で、クリシュナがね、そのディボーティーのマインドの中に、本当はまあこうだからこういうふうに奉仕しなさいって言ってるんだけれども、そのことに気づくはずもないし、そのディボーティーをそれは自分がそういうふうに思ってるというふうに思ってるかもしれないね。
Thank you. Yeah, that really clarifies it. So, otherwise, if you hear, you know, when I heard this, I feel like, well, if I don't cultivate a particular rasa, then I'll never manifest it. I won't go to that part, you know, I won't go to Goloka.
で、今の話を聞く前はね、いや、そういうふうに働いてるんじゃなかったら、自分がその特定な、そのラサにある質というのをね、自分で頑張って抑制していかなければ絶対にゴロカにはいけないんじゃないかというふうに前は感じてました。で、今日の話でよくわかりました。
However, if I focus on Trinadapi Sunichena and become purified, then it will be revealed, and then I'll be inspired either by myself or by Krishna to become attracted and serve him in that particular process.
Yeah. Yeah.
で、はいはい、そうでなければね、その自分で一生懸命努力してその質を高めていくんではなくて、トゥリナダーピーアピースニチェーナの段階で頑張っていれば、クリシュナがおのずから私にその質を、私がこう惹かれているその質というのを自分の中に見出してくれて、それに合った方法でもって自分を高めていく、そのように導いてくださっている。
But if I'm but if I can perceive that actually I still am affected by those five obstacles to bhakti.
しかし自分はそのバクティの中にあるその5つの障害物、そういったものにまだその影響を受けていると。
Sleep, disinterest,
寝たりその興味を持たなかったり、そう他のものに邪魔されたり。
But at the same time, while I'm hearing Krishna's pastimes, I am attracted more to maybe this devotee than that devotee, and could imagine myself participating in that pastime.
だからそういう障害物、たとえ障害物に悩まされる状態であったとしても、クリシュナの話を聞き続けることによって、その精神世界にある特定のディボーティーに自分の心が惹かれていく、それによって自分を高めることができるということ。
Should I take that as an indication of maybe what my rasa with Krishna is, or should I just not take it too seriously?
で、そうやって特定のディボーティーにこれ惹かれるということは、それは自分のラサが、精神界でのラサはね、これだっていうふうに思ってもいいんですか？で、それはそんなに
It seems that Prabhupada gave that lesson very clearly in the incident of the Gopi Bhava Club of Los Angeles. Because he said that one of the conclusions of that, to summarize, there was a group of devotees who had received the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and then they started reading only specific sections, and they also gave up reading Bhagavad Gita. Their idea was that by exclusively hearing about one particular group in the spiritual world, that they would then develop that same quality and go there. Prabhupada said, I'll give the end of what he said and then go back to the beginning. At the end he said, look, we shouldn't boycott Radharani or the gopis. But he said in the beginning of instruction there that the people who were doing this exclusive hearing weren't qualified to do that. And he said that they should hear all the books all the way through and not exclusively focus. And this was an instruction that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta also gave. Is that one should not try to specialize until one's qualified, and one has to keep going cycling all the way through all the books. When Krishna wants you, he'll come and get you. We have a special appearance from the trap door of the altar. Radhika.
Unless the clearance from the anarchy from the tail, there should not be attempt to anticipate those, even those discussions, or be part of those discussions. And it seems like that our process is very technical, also spiritually technical and scientific, that if we go through the process of accumulating impressions, in stages of impurity, we receiving certain impressions, certain samskaras from seeing the deities or chanting the holy name and associating with the devotees, taking prasad. Then if we would anticipate these levels, sacred levels of spiritual life, without clearing the anarthas, then we are polluting our future process. So Krishna's Prabhupada said, don't do it until then, until you're really pure. Then you're ready, then you will enter those places transparent. And your process of evolution of your spiritual, sacred development will be, ready. Sorry, it was too long.
Yes, そうです。その彼が今言ったのは、その自分がその不純な段階にある、その時に、様々なクリシュナの話とか、クリシュナのそのプチャードも食べるとか、 そういう精神的な印象をこう自分の中に取り込んでいきますよね。で、そういうものがだんだんだんだんこう積もり積もって、やっと自分が純粋になった段階でもって初めて、この自分とクリシュナとのラサの話ができると。だからプラヴァパッドその前の段階、不純な段階で、そうやっていろんなクリシュナの話を聞いているような段階で、自分のラサの話をしてはいけないと言った。そういうことも非常に、
One more just point about hearing. In our line, Narottam Das Thakur and other acharyas recommend that we hear about Lord Chaitanya and his pastimes.
チェタニアマハプブと彼のその側近たちの話を聞くことも大切だというふうに言っています。
And by that, we'll start to understand Vrindavan.
で、その話を聞くことによって、Vrindavan を理解することができる。
And Prabodhananda Saraswati says, Yata Yata Gaura Pradaravinde, by worshipping in Dasyaras, the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya.
Prabodhananda Saraswati は Chaitanya Mahaprabhu の蓮華の御足を崇拝することによって
Then love for Radha Krishna develops in the heart.
Radha Krishna の愛というのが自分の心の中で生まれてくる、育まれてくる。
It's very consistent with the mood of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta and Srila Prabhupada that concentrate on serving the Sankirtan movement.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta and Srila Prabhupada's mood is the same as the Sankirtan movement.
In the song Gaurangera Dutipada, Narottam Das Thakur says, if you dive into the Sankirtan movement, it's like an ocean.
ナルタムダスタクーラはゴーランガルティパラという歌の中でこのサンキュータン運動の中にこの身を投じることによって
He said, then you'll come out on the shore of the pastimes of Radha Krishna.
それで飛び込めば、on the shore of
the pastimes of Radha Krishna.
Radha Krishna の活動のというその向こう岸にたどり着くことができると
言ってます。There really is no other entrance into the pastimes of Krishna and our rasa except by serving Lord Chaitanya.
で、クリシュナへのラサに到達するにはチェイタニアへの奉仕のところから飛び込んでいかなきゃいけない。
So we can, from the assurance of our acharyas, we can feel very confident to give our full cultivation to the serving Lord Chaitanya.
チェイタニアマハプラブーに使えるということ、それに全身を統一、全身をこう投げ出すことによって最高の地点まで達することができるというそのアチャリアたちの。ちゃんとした保証がついてるわけですね。
You had a point he's trying to get in.
Yeah, like, the same discussion, like, when we say, always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. So, remembering Krishna means remembering his pastimes.
で、いつもね、クリシュナのことを思い出して、決してクリシュナのことを忘れるなというふうに言われていますけれども、クリシュナのことを、その、いつも思い出しているのはクリシュナの活動のことを思い出す。
That's a question?
No, I'm saying question is like, but if we wait, like, till we are not able to go to that state, then how should we remember Krishna? If we don't remember
him or his pastimes? Oh, I know. Anyway, you can translate. But I never said you don't remember his pastimes. He said, okay, so what he's asking is, if you're only qualified...He's saying the premise is remembering Krishna means remembering his pastimes. And if we haven't come to past Anartha Nirvritti, then should we not engage in hearing his pastimes? And you know, how do we remember Krishna if we're not remembering his pastimes? The point wasn't that you shouldn't... the point was actually that you should hear and chant about Krishna. And his pastimes. Remember how he killed a snake. Swallowed a forest fire.Dance with the gopis. So sannama rupa charitari sukirtananu means that you should remember the form and the name and the pastimes and everything else. It's a, there's an etc. on there. It means the whole process you should do.
エトセトラなどなどというのがついてるんですね。ということは、クリシュナのやったことすべて、言ったことすべて、その彼に関したことすべてを聞いたり思い出しをしなきゃいけないということです。
And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says you should be very expert in making sure that's all you do all the time.
それこそがあなたがやらなければ、それだけをやってればいいんだ。
And then the word kremena means that naturally, step by step, you'll evolve because of the sound vibration.
そういうことをすることによって、おのずからそれが表されてくると。
And he tells very specifically what the stages are that you'll experience. Consistently and notably parallel with satam prasangam mama virya samvido bhavanti shritkara rasayanat kata tajjoshana rashva pavargavartmani shraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishrati. There's step-by-step process. That one becomes free from anartanavritti by hearing. This is one, it goes into apavarga very quickly.
And then
shraddha, rakti, bhakti. Step by step.
What was the verse before that?
Oh, that's the verse number 5 from the Nectar of Instruction. Tannam rupa chaditari sukirtanam. No, verse number 7, sorry. 5 is krishneti yasukirtam. So, we ran out of time. I think. Hare Krishna. Gopremanande Nittai Gaura Haribo 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 Nittai Gaura Haribo Nittai Gaura Haribo 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 Nittai Gaura Haribo Vanchakalpa Dhrishtha Kripasanave Vachapatita Nam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah Nam Tagodi Vaishnavibhyo
Yarmarman Nachari Yarmarman Nachari Yarmarman Nachari Yarmarman Hey! Nachari Yarmarman Nachari Yarmarman Nachari Yarmarman Nachari Yarmarman.